This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop is the show, and we are representing a band from Everett called Skelm. What's going on? S-K-E-L-M. Skelm. What's up, guys?
What's going on? What's up?
Yo. So let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Skelm.
Oh, should I start?
Pedro, okay. You go first.
Yeah. Yo, what did it do? My name is Pedro Cerda. I play guitar in Skelm, and I arrive late in Skelm.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. I'm Tayshawn Russell. I'm the vocalist in Skelm.
Awesome.
What's up? I'm Huck. I play guitar in Skelm.
I'm Aaron. I play drums in Skelm.
I'm Hunter. I play bass in Skelm.
All right, so who wants to give kind of, you know, why don't you guys all just share the duties on this one? Tell me the origin story in, like, Marvel terms of Skelm. Tell me how this band started, man.
Yeah, that's not you and Huck.
I think Huck clicked up with these guys.
Aaron and Hunter were playing in a band before, and I was too, and we just kind of wanted to do different, like, musical things, and I started playing music with my friend Robbie, but he ended up getting busy with other bands and stuff, and so I was like, band. Then I hit these guys up because I heard they were trying to start a band, and we wanted to do like some hardcore punk stuff.
Yeah.
At first, but then it just, I don't know, I was listening to like a lot of old school death metal at the time, and just started like practicing with them, just running like tremolo picking stuff, and then it just happened, and we ended up hitting up my friend Micah to do vocals, but
he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he was in a bad relationship or something with the bean girl.
Fair enough.
Okay, don't expose him now. Don't blow up our brother now.
Sorry.
He was too busy making a million dollars.
We asked Tayshawn if he wanted to do vocals, and he said sure.
And I was like, hell yeah. Like,
okay.
That's something I was like always wanted to do.
So was this your first band?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Band, remember, we were always talking about trying to do something.
Yeah. I've always been talking.
Everyone's been asking Tayshawn to do vocals.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're finally in it now. So, how did you practice doing, like, you know, gurgling death metal, like, screams and stuff?
So, to be honest, like, a lot of the practice was just from ripping gigs. Like, I didn't really know what I was doing at all at first.
Okay.
Like, I really kind of just, like, they really just got on me. Like, I realized that, like, this was something that was actually happening. So,
yeah.
I was just like, okay, well, I'm just going to go for it.
Let's go.
And all my practice really just came from, like, ripping gigs, because we were ripping gigs like every weekend, every other weekend for like, six, 8 months?
We did way too many shows at first, because I don't know, it was just like we play one show and then people would come up to you and be like, hey, do you want to play a show? And
I think,
like, sure.
We were kind of just riding that high for a while, like playing all these shows.
You get that inbox message, say, hey, are you still down to play that show? And it's like, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
But yeah, I never really messed around until Skelm. Like, I kind of just jumped in, so all my practice is really just from like going and playing like DIY gigs and other gigs, and
that's
shit.
Cool.
Yeah, so I also never played an instrument.
Really?
I've been in a bunch of bands, but I've only ever done vocals because I don't know, I just always had a hard time sticking to like guitar or something.
ADD, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's big hard. Time. It's a big commitment.
And I always bounced off of it, and so I was always like, well, I'll just go on and yell or whatever. But Huck was like, no, you're going to play bass. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know about that. But then I seen some of the riffs that he was writing with Aaron, and I was like, okay, yeah, but like I'll
that's caveman enough. I can learn this, right?
Yeah, and to
actually,
this
it's
day,
really complicated. Actually,
okay.
Well, I'm using like two strings mostly, honestly. But
hey, Max Cavalera did it, you know?
Right. Yeah. But honestly, like to this day, I can still only play Skelm songs, right?
Okay.
Now, but I'll get there, you know. But
you did learn Hearts of Those Who Fear Tomorrow by
Integrity.
And The Freezing Moon. I know how to play
There's
the
like five
moon.
Songs that we talked about covering, and it just is never going to happen.
Yeah. You got to learn. Now you'll just learn them as Skelm songs, pretty much. You know, just So what's Skelm? What is Skelm? Am I an idiot for not knowing what a Skelm is?
Oh, like the word? No, I had no idea what it was either.
There's a couple things. So I think Huck was like came up with it, or he's the one that actually like.
So
Googled
what
it.
Happened was I looked up on Google evil words.
Okay, nice.
I found the word Skelm, and it like has like roots like from like South African, I think, and then also like this, like old timey like Germanic stuff. I don't know.
South African,
and it means
I
like evil, like criminal, like devil, like.
Yeah,
I like your honesty. Just like I looked up evil words on Google, like you're keeping it real, man. I love that.
Yeah,
well, because the South African thing, I believe it's like white South African, like the Ant word South African.
Oh, okay.
Afrikaner, I believe is what it is.
Interesting.
Just like it's like criminal. What they use for like thug or criminal.
Yeah,
Elon Musk South cool African. Yes,
yeah. Elon Musk.
We're gonna do Crawling Back at first, and not some other band from like Texas or something.
Okay.
So yeah,
I think Skelm sounds harder.
Shout out Crawling Back.
Yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of bands that claim Seattle. There's a lot of bands that claim Tacoma. Apex Predator claims Federal Way. You guys claim Everett. Is that right?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about Everett. Why is Everett so cool, badass? Why do you guys represent Everett so much?
I mean, it's really not. It's just like,
is that where you're from?
Snohomish County gets no rap for anything.
Yeah, okay. I think we just got tired of hearing like, you know, this, that, and like we're just like we're from here. Like
it's all Northwest stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like we're the Northwest. You know?
Yeah,
like there's no reason
Everett's
why it
pretty grimy
be.
Too.
Yeah,
like if you've ever like spent some time in Everett.
Yeah.
What venues do you guys like? Lucky Dime, like Tony B's?
They're all like kind of like newer venues for this stuff because like there used to be hardcore shows back there. Like I used to go to shows like I don't know back in like the 2010s.
Yeah, Everett used to be crazy for heavy music.
But now it's just like Tony B's. There's this one called the Black Lab.
That spot was cool.
That was cool. There's a big hole in the wall after we played there. I mean, I don't know, they'll probably do other shows there again though. It sounded like they liked it. But yeah, there's just those two spots we know of now. I heard of another one that might be down to do these kind of shows, but I'm still not sure yet.
Okay.
We're still just trying to break them in for those type of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, we're deviant with it. You know what I mean? Like, we're devious, you know
But I mean, as far as venues.
Scoundrels, scamps.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as far as venues in Everett, though, like, I mean, Lucky Diamond, Black Lab are pretty much holding it down.
Yeah,
you know, genuine. Just up from the
to Black Lodge though in Seattle.
Yeah.
Glad that opened back up. That's my favorite venue to play.
Shout out Black Lab for being cool about the holes in the wall.
Yeah, for real.
So as far as Everett music, I know a couple bands aside from you guys like Lilith and Torn. And any other bands from up there?
That... I have a poster. Shout out.
Everett style.
Yeah,
Julian and them. Those are all our friends. They're really good people.
Some real hardcore.
Yeah.
Those people are like some of the most about it people on earth.
I've known Julian since like elementary school. That's one of my like good friends. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out his little brother band's Dulzura. That band's sick.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, cool.
Dulzura.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what got you into music, not just, you know, extreme music, but you know, your first, you know, on ramp on into being a fan of music. And let's start with you, man. What got you into music as a kid?
That's a good question. I mean, I remember being really young, and my dad would, he might listen to this. So.
He probably listens to KISW.
But he usually only listened to, like, top 40 music and stuff, I think, a lot of the time. No offense, Dad, if you're listening to this. And he played, I was, like, in, like, fifth grade or something, and he played, like, Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Sure,
whatever, dude, that was catchy back then.
It's a good song.
Yeah, and then he gave me, and I was like, oh, that's, like, cool. That's, like, one of the first songs I remember being like, oh, like, I like music, you know? And he gave me his like, 30-gigabyte iPod.
Game changer right there, baby. Yeah.
Right, and I would...
Everything's new at that point to you.
What's that?
Everything's new at that point. You're just learning, man. That's great.
So I went to the genre section on his iPod, and under rock, all he had was like Weezer and like Blink-182 and My Chemical Romance. And so I got really into those bands. And then from then on, I just always wanted heavier and heavier stuff.
Yeah.
I don't really know why, I guess. But Yeah.
It's because you're young and full of angst. You just need the heavier stuff, man. I like it.
Yeah. As I said, we're all deviant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I jumped like straight from that stuff. Since I'm from Utah, people were showing me stuff like Chelsea Grin and stuff pretty early on. Yeah. So I jumped like straight into like Chelsea Grin and like deathcore and stuff.
Yeah.
And from then on, just breakdowns were like a huge thing for me.
Nice.
I was always just seeking like heavier and bigger breakdowns.
Just gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you were that person that went on YouTube as like top 10 breakdowns.
Yes.
Yeah,
all the time. Like
100,000 views are all yours.
I was just like obsessed with it. I had like an old Twitter handle that was like Captain Breakdown or
Dude, that was
cool. What I was really into. So yeah, now here I am.
Gnarliest pit you've ever seen at like a deathcore show back in the day.
I saw Chelsea Grin with Motionless and White.
Okay.
At this old venue that I don't think is even open anymore in Salt Lake called In the Venue, that was like really small and had a pole right down the middle where the pit was. And the Chelsea Grin fans were being really, really mean to the Motionless and White fans.
Like the old I Declare War shows here, like back in the day, you see it pretty crazy.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Were they from here?
Yeah, from right here.
Yeah, from Seattle.
And moving on, what about you, man? What got you into music when you were a kid?
It was video games, 100%.
Okay.
Like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Yeah.
I played that when I was like 5. Found out about like CKY and all that.
Yeah. I was just listening to CKY today.
Yeah.
And then I went to like Guitar Hero, obviously. And Rock Band is how I learned to play drums. And then Saints Row 2, actually, the metal station on that game.
Nice.
They had like Dillinger, Black Dahlia Murder, Avenged Sevenfold.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Opeth, like a bunch of stuff. So I've always listened to like a little bit of everything.
Cool. And video games, that's great, man. Shout out to the people that produce those games and put on good soundtracks, you know.
Yeah, shout out Tony Hawk.
That's awesome. And so now we got, like, WWE games with a military gun on them and stuff
and
like
speed
that.
And military gun.
Yeah, baby.
Solid. All
right. Yo, Ian's from here. Military gun. That's
and how about you, man? Guys. What got you into music?
Man, I don't know. It's like an anomaly. Like, I was, like, 3 years old, and I used to, like, bring like a little boombox to school. I don't even know how I got these CDs, but I had like NSYNC CDs.
Okay.
I had like Korn CDs too, and just like stuff like that. It was like, I don't know. Like I was like into like the boy band music as a little kid, but also like for some reason like watching MTV back when they used to have music videos and like Korn and like all that stuff, like Prong music videos and just like all these like metal videos. Like no one in my family was into it, and it kind of just, I don't know, grew on me.
Yeah.
Then after that, it was just, like, grown into heavier stuff as well. Then, like, one of my sister's old, like, boyfriends showed me, like, Cannibal Corpse. And then, like, a neighbor showed me, like, Cradle of Filth.
Now it's on.
Yeah, and then it just grew from there.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Right on. And how about you, man? What got you into music?
Pretty much, like, so I never really had, like, an iPod or, like, I was pretty isolated. Like, I grew up in, like, a trailer park.
Yeah.
And, like, my folks at the time only really listened to, like, pop and, like, country music.
Sure.
So
in
like,
Everett?
So Lake Stevens, Everett area,
kind of back
and forth.
Yep.
So just like being in front of like MTV and like Fuse TV and, you know, stuff like that, just watching like pop music and hit it, just especially the visuals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and especially like with the heavier stuff too, like watching like, you know, like all the classic stuff like that you get into at that age, like Korn and like Slipknot and like even like Marilyn Manson, watching stuff like that, being like, what is happening? Like, this is super cool and like artistic. And I ended up having similar to like Aaron's story, I ended up having a friend in like middle school, I think it was like 6th or 7th grade, giving me like an iPod. I don't even think it was an iPod. It was like a Zune or like one of those type of like MP3 players.
Yeah.
And he had like a bunch of like Five Finger Death Punch and like Avenged Sevenfold and like some deathcore and like some other like metalcore and like Breaking Benjamin and Hawthorne Heights.
He turned you on to it.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And I just from there, I basically just dove straight into like everything.
Everyone gets that older person's like iPod or MP3 player that has like the tracks on it.
Even in the trailer park, like I had this like old, there was like this older dude, and like he was definitely like on drugs or something. But, like, he was down to, like, burn CDs for me and, yeah, like, download all this stuff for me and turn me on to all this, like, amazing heavy music. So, like, that was super cool. And
shout out to the drugged out dude in the trailer park that yeah, gave you some death metal.
Shout out MTV, shout out Fuse TV and yeah, Trailer Park Weirdos.
I miss that old music video MTV.
And Zunes.
Yep.
That's it.
And last but not least, man, what got you into music when you were a kid?
Probably Power Rangers.
Okay.
Because I remember I liked the theme song from Power Rangers a lot, and I really liked that song, Loving Every Minute of It by Loverboy.
Okay.
Those were like the first two songs I remember really loving. Oh, and what's the word? The Beach Boys one, I Get Around. I like that song a lot. Those were like my three first favorite songs ever. And then for some reason I got into the Wiggles. And that was big for me.
Nice. From
Solid is a banger.
It's a big banger, bro. Yeah. And then from there, I saw School of Rock, the movie, when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
That one was huge for me, dude. Yeah, and like that got me into like that got me into like the Ramones and like the Sex Pistols, and that's how I got into like punk. And then I was just always interested in punk.
That's amazing.
That's how I learned about.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie, dog. It still holds up.
You're tacky and I hate you. Yeah, it's a great
that
movie,
kid's
dude.
Awesome,
yeah,
dude.
That kid is awesome.
Sorry. You're chilling. And then from there, I got to like Fall Out Boy. Like, my sister found Fall Out Boy, like, when they came back from their hiatus or whatever.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. And then I got to like My Chemical Romance. And then I got into like Scrams and Screamo stuff from that.
Cool.
And then also, and then I got into like classic like punk stuff from that, like the Cro-Mags and like Black Flag and the Misfits. And then from there, I got into like Turnstile, and then I moved. I used to live in Chile, and that's what I was into when I lived there. And then my family, we moved up to here to Seattle area. I mean, we live in Linwood.
Yeah.
What's the word? What's the word I'm looking for? And then I started pulling up to like hardcore shows around here, and I got really into just like New York hardcore stuff. You know what I mean? Like, got super into like Breakdown and like Outburst and that
Outburst
type of stuff.
Outburst was a big one for me in high school.
Huge. And then from there, I slowly got into more heavier stuff too. You know what I mean? Like, now I like everything. You know what I mean?
Cool, man. I like that. I like to hear where you guys come from musically and everything. Well, maybe some old school death metal with a little bit of a hardcore vibe, a little bit of a hardcore influence. We're going to jump into a song called Exiled. You guys wanted to tell me anything about Exiled?
That was the first song we wrote, right?
Yeah, it was like one of the first two.
Yeah, I remember.
Wasn't it like the second song, right?
Yeah. I remember I turned up to our old practice space in Soto late, and Huck and Aaron had already been jamming, and Aaron came out to the parking lot to let me in and was like, bro, you gotta check out what me and Huck just wrote. And he played the video, and it got to the part in the tremolo riff where it like slows down, and I was like losing my mind. I was like, that's so sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they basically were like messing around on like the guitar and drums with that.
Yeah,
basically, like, I heard that, and like, this is before I even tried to do like anything vocal.
Yeah.
So concept-wise, I really just tried to like paint a picture of someone in like the most extreme isolation, in like rejection, if that like makes
any sense. Yeah, of course.
You know, like exile, right?
Yep.
So like, I kind of just took that and kind of just tried to know what I know from listening to like Dismember and like Suffocation and stuff like that, and kind of just tried to match that kind of cadence and. Yeah,
it turned out well,
this
man.
This is what
big inspiration is Dismember.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're going to jump into it. It's Skelm with Exiled. It's Metal Shop.
Die!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Exiled by Skelm. You guys got any plans? You guys going to be maybe writing some music, playing some shows, you know?
We got some stuff we're going to plan.
Sure.
Hopefully, I don't know, we kind of just... Take it as we get it.
Yeah, but I think other we kind of just slowed down to write and kind of taking it as it comes now. Yeah, but kind of just focused on the EP for a little bit. And
awesome. You said something, Northwest Hardcore Fest? What'd you say?
Yeah, that's we got that at the end of summer in August.
And that's in Portland, right?
Yes.
Or Oregon?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, bunch of cool bands. It started out kind of smaller and it's just been gradually growing. So
shout out Chip who books that.
Yeah, I was about to say shout out Chip.
It's one dude booking that whole thing. That fool is insane.
Is it outdoor crazy thing, right?
Last year they did it in a CrossFit gym, and it was huge.
It was cool.
Yeah, whoa.
It was awesome.
Best floor for moshing I've ever seen.
They did the two stage thing too.
Okay.
So it's like one starts, one stops.
It was at a CrossFit gym?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like the rubber floor or like the kind of.
Yeah,
bouncy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was
interesting.
Sick.
Okay.
But they're not going to do it there this year. Yeah, they're going to do it at a ballroom, I think.
Okay.
So it was, like, some weird stuff with, like, you know, I don't even know what happened. I'd just be talking, but, like, so it's something, like, I don't know. They're just not doing it there. They're
going to
do it at a ballroom this year. Should be cool.
10,000 square feet.
We should all pull up in, like, powdered wigs.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
There we go. That's a great idea.
Just get weird.
Never thought about that.
So, you know, you guys are going to be playing some shows with some Northwest bands. What are some current, you know, hardcore and metal dig?
Like Northwest?
Northwest bands, but that kind of like your and
there's a lot of
contemporaries.
Really good and decent ones right now. There's Apex Predator. Yeah.
Spur. Your other band.
Shout out Spur.
Invest in Spur. Buy 1 million
End of
Spur
Days.
End of Days' new EP
End of
is
days.
Insane.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Degraved, Cystic.
Yeah. Degraved and Cystic. Dude, yeah. I listen to those fools so much.
Undulation or is it Undulation?
Undulation.
Undulation.
You just played a show with Undulation.
Yeah, no.
That band is so
crazy.
Yeah.
Then the homies in Adipocer, of course.
Yeah.
Dozer,
Slime.
Slime.
Oh, yeah. Shout
Big
out
shout
slime
out Slime.
Misery Whip.
Misery Whip.
Yo, Juice Real from Vancouver, metal. BC. Juice from Juice. Vancouver, BQ.
Yeah. Juice is one of the Super coolest cool. bands
ever of all time. Heavy.
They're really doing it.
Cujo.
Shout out to Cujo.
Oh, Cujo. Huge. I love Cujo.
Nice.
A Morning Star.
Yo, Ritual Killing.
Yeah, shout out to Ritual Killing.
Okay.
They have a cool guitarist.
Yeah, he's awesome. He sometimes plays drums in that. Too,
you know, people talk about how like the Northwest hardcore scene really gets over the when I moved here. I think that I found out that's like really true because it took me kind of a minute to like find out where all the bands like what you know where like the shows were happening and stuff. And then once I found it, I was, like my whole impression the whole time has just been like, dude, people are sleeping on this whole region.
Like,
yeah. It's I feel like for a while too, it was kind of a standstill for hardcore. Like it was still there, obviously, but like I don't know, like. COVID and stuff, like everything kind of slowed down. There wasn't that many new bands.
Post-COVID, it's crazy.
But then, like post-COVID, they just started coming out the woodwork, you know?
Because
there was like all the old bands, like, you know, like Wreck from Tacoma and then Power, who are like doing their thing. But then all those bands, like, they started getting older and stopped playing music. But now it's, I don't know.
Now it's up to the young blood, man.
Yo, shout out Landlost, too. That's
shout
like
Landlost.
Landlost ever. They're all indigenous, so sick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, straight up.
Killer. Last question for you guys. Favorite Northwest bands of all time? So it could be any, it could be as old as Jimi Hendrix. It doesn't matter.
Stone Temple Pilots.
They're not from the Northwest, man.
They're
from
California. We told you this before, bro.
Just took a huge L.
They sound like they sound like they're from Seattle, though.
Hey, yo, Seaweed.
There
that's
we go.
The best.
Yeah.
Tad, bro.
Tad
is the coolest band of all time.
Tad is super cool.
Have you listened to Seaweed, bro?
I do know Seaweed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that band. I love Seaweed. I was listening to them earlier.
Biggest one for me is Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
Most definitely.
I started going to
Ill Intent. Huge.
When I started going to shows younger, Power was a big one.
Yeah,
doing like the hardcore shows when I first started getting into it. So, yeah,
Lower Species. That's like Lower one of the best species. Ever of all time.
Right on.
What about you, Aaron?
What about you?
I'm super basic. I gotta go Alice in Chains.
Hey, man.
No wrong. So
great band,
there's nothing
dude.
Wrong with that.
Great band. Am I taking another L? Scratch Acid?
No, dude. They're a Northwest band. Yeah.
What else is good?
Mud Honey. Shout out Mud
there
Honey.
There you go. Nice.
What else?
Brother?
I just saw Pearl Jam last night. That was a badass
Pearl
show.
Jam, big Soundgarden guy. I love Soundgarden.
I'm pretty sure they're from here, but there's this like Def Leppard covered. No, Scorpions cover band called Second Sting.
Hey, there
you go. Sean Everett. Shout out to that band. One of the four things.
Probably at Tony V.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Again, you guys are going to be playing June 25th at the Overkill Lounge. Skelm, Impertinence, Eternal, and Baptation. Any final words, shout outs, anything before we jump into another song?
Start a band.
Yeah. Start a venue if you can. Start a show, like a house venue if you can. Like if you got a house, you got a backyard, you got a basement, start that and like... Let people play there, bro. Just let your homies play. Like that does so much, dude.
Yeah, do something.
If you own a restaurant, just you know, and you want like to put on some shows there.
Yeah, hit us up. For sure.
Anyone with any kind of business.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say if you have a restaurant, just give me some food.
Yeah, give me some free food. Well,
you know that too, straight up.
We could get a restaurant to sponsor us. That'd be awesome.
There we go.
If you own a Jimmy John's, hit us up, please.
Yes.
We will promote anything.
Nice. Shout out Joey and shout out Matt and shout out Zach and Julian.
Oh, Julian, yeah.
Shout out Northwest Hardcore.
Shout out to Pedro.
Shout out The Rock. Shout out. KISW.
Shout out Crowbar.
Yo, shout out Crowbar.
Big shout out Crowbar.
Oh, yo, another band I almost forgot about. Don't Sweat It from Vancouver, BC. That band is sick.
Yeah.
That band rules.
Right on, man. Skelm, thank you so much, Skelm from Everett.
Great.
We're going into Icy Tomb. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's Skelm here on Metal Shop, KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.